This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking no other than FSD Pharma Inc. Well, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FSDDF. You also can find them on the CSE up there on the Canadian Exchange under the ticker symbol HUGE. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Dr. Raza Bakara. Dr. Raza, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are trying to implement and what you guys are doing. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Everett, for having me on your show. I am very excited to talk to you and to your viewers, and through you, the courtesy of your program, to our shareholders who have been very patient and supportive to us since we became public a little over a year ago.
You know, you guys focus on research and development of novel cannabinoid-based treatments for several central nervous system disorders, including chronic pain, fibromyalgia, and irritable bowel syndrome. That being said, recently you guys got a new sales license. Bring us up to speed on that.
So our primary business is we are a licensed grower of medicinal-grade cannabis, indoor hydroponic grower of medicinal grade cannabis situated outside Toronto in a town called Cobourg. It's a feel good town, and we have been very fortunate to be situated there. We rehabilitated an old craft cheese factory, and hopefully over time we would have the largest indoor grow facility built there under one roof. And that is the thrust of our main business is. But in addition, we have a firm belief in FSD Pharma that the real promise of the cannabinoid molecule resides in advancing research and development of clinical trials, which are FDA-approved clinical trials, that can eventually bring to market commercial applications, which are prescribed by physicians. And there are certain diseases of the central nervous system that are quite attractive, and other some skin conditions and some autoimmune diseases. We, at the end of Q2, had finalized an acquisition of a company called Prismic Pharmaceutical, and through that acquisition, we are very fortunate that we are looking to advance the use of micro PEA in combination with Lyrica that could help potentiate the use of Lyrica and have a more effective treatment outcome for fibromyalgia if our research and development gives positive results over time. So we are very excited about that effort. But our focus is to continue to look for compounds that target the endocannabinoid system of the human body and hopefully will provide better treatment outcome for patients around the world.
Right now, you guys are trying to look for and putting out new revenue lines. How are you going to produce some new revenue lines going forward?
So we were fortunate and was awarded our sales license in the later part of June, actually on June 21st of 2019, which is the longest day of the year and became a very happy day at FSD Pharma. And that initiated a formal sales process for us. But we have a cultivation license. We also have a processing license, and as well as a medicinal grade sales license to sell to all prescription users in Canada and rest of the world other than United States. We do not sell to any users in the United States any plant-based products because we are had announced at the beginning of this year that we want to list on a major U.S. exchange, and one of the requirements to list on a major uplist on a major U.S. exchange is to not touch a plant-based cannabinoid business in the United States. So we keep all of our sales efforts outside the United States, but our research and development for the synthetic cannabinoid molecule is very much based out of the United States. We hired a pharmacologist and a physician, Dr. Edward Brennan, who is has 30 plus years of experience out of SmithKline and J&J, where he had was busy identifying these compounds that went on to, some of them went on to become blockbuster drugs for these great companies. We are very hopeful that he is going to do the same for us, and also have a very robust and an active scientific advisory board under the leadership of Dr. Larry Kaiser, who is also the president and CEO of Temple Health System. So our revenue lines primarily are from sale of medicinal grade cannabis to prescription-based consumers in Canada. Number two, we have channel partners that we are establishing in Europe, and we made an acquisition in a company called Aura Health, and through Aura Health has distribution network in Eurozone, particularly in Germany, and we are hopeful that will translate into better revenue lines for us. And a substantial currently a revenue line for us is to do processing for other licensed producers who are either growing cannabis, medicinal grade cannabis in greenhouse environments or other settings, but do not have a drying or processing capabilities. So we actually serve as a conduit for that, and that is actually becoming quite a nice little revenue stream for us. So that is also adding revenue to our balance sheet. In addition, we are very excited and have applied for extension of our license to add in partnership with Kentap to start selling extended release gel caps, CBD oil based gel caps, which would with that grant of that license, hopefully before the end of this year, we would also begin to sell these extended released gel caps, and that would also begin to add some revenue lines into our company. So it is a 1,000-mile journey. We have taken a few initial compelling steps, and hopefully we will continue to report good outcomes in a stepwise fashion.
Dr. Bakura, you know, being on the OTC, one of the hardest things is constantly raising money for your company. I say that to say this. You raised some money for your bioscience division. What do you plan on doing with that division?
So when we went public in 2018, on May 29th, we raised $53 million, and we are very appreciative of largely from retail investors from the Canadian market, and that is how we went public. We announced on August 29th that we are raising an additional $5 million at 10 cents Canadian. I am personally leading that effort with our founders, other board members, and our leadership team. We have committed and received already, I think, over $1.5 million in our escrow account. I have personally committed and have deposited $500,000 US dollars into this effort. And our hope is before September 30th, we would have raised over at least $5 million. And that raise is primarily to support our biosciences division to advance research and development. of the of these compounds, these synthetic compounds that target the endocannabinoid system, such as the compound that we have acquired through our acquisition of Prismic Pharmaceutical. And we will utilize these funds to not only start some of the preclinical work, but also continue to identify additional compounds that we can then subsequently acquire. The drug development is an expensive business. It takes several hundred million dollars before you can get an FDA-approved drug on the market. The gold standard to compare is GW Pharmaceutical that brought Epidiolex to market in the summer of last year, or more summer fall of last year, and they raised about $700 or $800 million, and that quest was for 10 plus years or maybe 13 plus years that they were added. We are hopeful that we will be able to learn from their groundbreaking effort. Their focus was on a phytocannabinoid or a plant-based compound, which is how they initiated the process. But we will focus on synthetic cannabinoid compounds and other compounds that are targeting the endocannabinoid system. Hopefully, we will do it more efficiently and can do it in lot more with lot less capital investment, and perhaps in can catalyze that and can do it faster. But nonetheless, there are no shortcuts to success.
Excellent.
It is a ongoing process, and that is what our initial raise is. And this is an ongoing process. We'll continue to raise money as and when we require.
My guest today is Dr. Bukhari. He is the CEO of FSD Pharma. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FSDDF. Also, you can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol HUGE. We just got a couple seconds left here. Just in closing, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
Well, we, number one, want to thank them for their support, for their tolerance, and hope that they would demonstrate some patience. We are in it for the long haul. I know that the insiders, the founders, and myself, that while we are actively involved in this company, we are not looking to realize any gains by trading on our stock. We are holding on to all of this, but we are doubling down and investing further. We believe in the fundamentals of our company, and it is a timely process. We are making timely decisions. And the outlook and future looks reasonably good. There are peaks and valleys in every successful outcome. Hopefully, we will have more peaks and less valleys. And we thank them for their support and in their ongoing commitment.
Dr. Bukhari, thank you so much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days and give myself and the listeners an update. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Everett, and it will be my pleasure and high honor to come back on your show as and when you would invite me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.